Sausage vending machines are booming in Germany. Government ads showing people giving the finger have been banned. And an OnlyFans model gives her fans complete control of her life. These are the weird stories for Tuesday on Weird AF News, the only daily weird news podcast hosted by a comedian inside a closet. I'm Jonesy. I'm very, very pleased that you're with me. All right. Sausage vending machines are booming in Germany.
Ooh, that's right. Get your sausage out of a vending machine. Don't discriminate. Ah, whatever sausage dispensary is available for you, take it. Take the sausage.
Hungry Germans craving some sausage in the middle of the night. You guys know that. Craving for sausage in the middle of the night. You're like, ah, if I could just get me some sausage. Well, these Germans are increasingly turning to vending machines for their Bockwurst, their Bratwurst, and their barbecued meats as well. Why are they turning to vending machines? Well, the machines are booming outside German cities where shops and grocery stores and delis are less likely to stay open for those long hours. Here's a quote from an industry spokesperson named Heike Richter.
Especially in structurally weak rural areas, vending machine solutions are becoming increasingly popular. There is a strong development towards the vending machine, you know, which is used to deliver meat, milk, eggs, and other products to customers outside of core opening times.
Well, I've never heard of getting my milk and eggs out of a vending machine as well. I guess you can get everything out of a vending machine. Have you been to Japan? They have weird stuff you can buy out of a vending machine, like dog toys and sex toys for adults and or any age, I suppose. I don't know. I'm not making any judgments here on age-appropriate sex toys. Some butcher's vending machines sell three or four types of sausages, believe it or not, in these vending machines. Three, four types of sausages? Ah, I'm flummoxed. I'm blown away by the choice of sausage. You can also buy potato salad. Potato salad? Oh, man, that's awesome. I would totally buy potato salad out of a vending machine. What's the weirdest thing you bought out of a vending machine, Jonesy? I bought frozen salmon out of a vending machine when I was in Asia. Yes, and I cooked it and I ate it. It was pretty good. Customers can buy all they need for a traditional hearty German feast, believe it or not, out of a vending machine, man. You can get sausages, potato salad, you name it. Others have eggs and milk and butter, even fruit and vegetables. So all the kitchen essentials are available at any time in these German vending machines. There are over 570,000 vending machines in Germany, but despite their popularity, they are expected to complement rather than replace traditional shops, operating in areas where a shop may not be economically viable. We have a quote by someone named Wolfgang, and if you're doing a story out of Germany, it's required that you have a quote from someone named Wolfgang and Helmut. We need a Helmut. Hopefully there's a quote from a Helmut after this. Let's read the quote from Wolfgang. Vending machines will play a complementary role in brick-and-mortar retailing. That's it. Vending machines are playing a complementary role. I would say for some people, they're playing a central role. I mean, you don't have to complement a meal with this stuff. This stuff could be the central part of the meal. You have eggs and milk, potato salad, a bunch of meats available. You could make that the central part of your meal, man. In the international imagination, unusual vending machines have long had an association with Japan, where they have been known to sell everything from sake to underwear. And that's the end of the article. Yeah, they know what I know, which is Japan has strange vending machines, for sure. You can buy bras and underwear. You could probably get like a divorce certificate out of a vending machine in Japan, I'd imagine. Would you guys eat sausage or any meat for that matter out of a vending machine? I told you about that fish story. Yeah, I'm willing to roll the dice with vending machines. I sure am. I'm not above it. You got vending machine snobs out there. They're like, I would never. I don't even use a vending machine. I only get things fresh from the store or the deli. Well, listen, man, don't knock it till you try it. Would you eat this sausage out of the vending machine? Are you in Germany? Send me a video of you cooking up that sausage you just bought out of a vending machine. I'll give you a big shout out.
Then I'll show up at your door and help you eat that sausage. How about that? Yeah, guys, me and you and a vending machine sausage. Yeah.
Government advertisements showing people giving each other the finger have been banned. An advertising campaign produced and paid for by a government department in New Zealand has been halted after being ruled offensive. Health New Zealand's campaign to get people testing for hepatitis C involved numerous people flipping the bird to the camera and each other. Do you guys know flipping the bird? It means giving people the finger. It's very rude. This campaign appeared on billboards, online, and even on television commercials. People giving each other the bird. The idea was to show how easy it is to get a finger prick test for this potentially fatal virus. Hence, they're giving each other the finger as a joke. You can just get your finger pricked. Hey, trying to be funny. It's really not that funny. But then again, I don't find it all that offensive either, to be honest with you, compared to what's going on in the world right now. You think the finger's offensive? Well, I want your life if you think the finger's offensive. I'm offended at the people getting stabbed in the neck. That's what I'm offended by. Neck stabbings. I'm offended at young women being murdered for not wearing a headdress properly. That's what offends me right now in the world. But maybe some people are offended by the finger. Whew, that's a good life they have, I tell you. So we have here the New Zealand Advertising Standards Authority. They received a complaint from a member of the public. That's it, just one complaint. And they took it down. Come on now. Have a backbone, Advertising Standards Authority. Don't fold because one member of the public complained. Come on now. This is your standard? Really? Here's a quote from the ASA. The complainant was concerned the advertisement is using an offensive hand gesture, which is long established as a sign for FU, which has no place on a billboard, which can be seen by children. And also, let's admit, it offends adults as well. So we made this decision to remove it. They took it off the billboards. They took it off television. It is still on YouTube, it says, despite the ruling. The campaign was launched with great fanfare, believe it or not, by Associate Health Minister Ayesha Viral in July, who called it a vital next step in eliminating hepatitis C, which affects around 45,000 Kiwis. Now, I'm not sure if that's a lot. It sounds like a lot, though. Hepatitis C is running a bit rampant over there. Yeah, you need some advertisements for that. You need people to get their finger pricked, for sure. Now, when notified of the complaint, the New Zealand Health Department said it moved to take down the billboards and digital advertisements identified by members of the public as being near to schools or kindergartens as well. The agency it worked with to develop these ads said it warned Health New Zealand that this might happen. Its solution was to make sure everyone giving the finger was, quote, purposely depicted with smiling, friendly faces that make it clear they are using the finger in a lighthearted, cheeky, and friendly way and are not directing any sort of insult, threat, or abuse towards the viewer or any other individual or group. Wow, that's a nice effort, but you can't count people to have brains. You just can't count on that. So although you're smiling and giving the finger and you think that conveys the message that it's not the real finger the way you would think of it as an abusive gesture, people are so dumb. Of course they're going to complain about this. The complaints board said it was not uncommon for the gesture to be used with a smile in a passive-aggressive manner, which still has offensive intent. The placement of the advertisement was not sufficiently targeted to avoid children and those likely to be offended by the gesture. A spokesperson for the health service told the media they had no intention of causing serious or widespread offense. Well, it's a damn shame because that's exactly what happened. Although I have to say, if your goal was to make people aware that you're offering finger pricks, then this probably did it because this story is now a little scandalous and I'm sure people are talking about the ads more than they normally would have had you just made kind of like a plain, boring ad, you know? At the end of the day, though, you can't really take a risk like this. Making an advertisement where people are giving each other the finger, even if it's tongue-in-cheek, you just got to know what's going to happen right now in the culture. It's just everybody's complaining. People are on alert. There are professional offendies just scouring the media landscape. Looking for tweets, looking for commercials, looking for videos. They're going to comedy shows. They're just looking for offensive material so they can hitch their wagon to it. I don't know why. I think they need to get a life personally. It's very sad. I feel bad for them. They obviously don't feel worthy. They feel as though they're not contributing anything to the culture. So they go out there and they do the easiest thing they can to show that they've actually accomplished something. But at the end of the day, haven't accomplished shit, really. They've just created a distraction that keeps us away from the real problems that are going on in the culture. And there are real problems, bigger problems than this government ad, for dang sure.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
An OnlyFans model gave her fans control of her life, and they made her dump her boyfriend. Ooh. An OnlyFans model has given complete control of her life to her followers by holding polls where the followers get to vote on what she should do next in life. Her name is Lori. She's 22 years old, quite beautiful, a student, and a tennis player. Life is too good for Lori. She's like, let me hand it over to the population. She made an anonymous user account on the website to see what OnlyFans was like, but she was disappointed by the type of content that the creators were uploading. Yeah, don't you know what they're uploading on there? It's not a prayer group exactly, Lori. She thought she'd give it a go herself. She said, you know what, I can do better than this. She decided to do it a little differently, though. She opened an OnlyFans account and began letting her fans make life decisions for her. Now she has an army of followers who vote for what she should do next. And they made her cut off her boyfriend. That was one of the things. They also made her conquer her fear of heights. Wow, what else did they make her do? Eat watermelon with the seeds inside? Ooh, what other difficult things. Lori was born and raised in Paris. She joined OnlyFans after helping a friend set up their account earlier this year. With her curiosity piqued, the tennis player decided to make an anonymous account to see what it was like. She subscribed to about 300 accounts and paid for 10 other accounts for their content, but was left disappointed. She explained, I tried to engage in some conversation, ask them questions just to get to know them a bit, but none of them responded to my messages. I thought it was a shame I couldn't have any regular, normal conversations with these content creators. I like to chat and build new relationships, but it's hard for me to have interesting discussions on social media or OnlyFans. What do you think this is, Lori? Have you been under a rock? It's OnlyFans, brah. She says, I thought maybe I could have a place on OnlyFans, a place where I could really be close to people, but also give them all the details of my life. So that's how I got started on the platform. You know, as my connections began to grow, I was sharing more and more of my life with my subscribers. They couldn't get enough of my life, so I decided to take it further. Further. I just wasn't satisfied with my social and love life. I thought I'd offer a few privileged people the chance to experience it all with me. I decided to let my fans choose what I do in life. Some of my fans pushed me to do things that I would never have done without their input, including taking a helicopter tour, despite my crippling fear of heights. Thanks to my fans, I decided to block my toxic ex-boyfriend. I did a night photo shoot on a tennis court. I did a helicopter tour while I'm afraid of heights. I even quit my internship where I was not fulfilled whatsoever. But sometimes it's more trivial, like choosing the lingerie for my next shoot. The polls are in the hands of the community on OnlyFans. I can't wait to see what happens next. It's only the beginning. People ask me, do you have any regrets? I have no regrets. I don't know yet where this experience will lead me. I'll leave it up to the fans to choose. I'm excited to see where it all goes, this life of mine. Oh, guys, the life of her is so crazy. I don't know how we all don't just join and just watch her crazy life unfold. Oh, I let them choose the most ridiculous things. It's outrageous. For instance, I let them choose between me wearing yellow or pink in my next photo shoot. Isn't it outrageous? Oh, do I get lunch at Wingstop or KFC? Oh, I'll let the fans choose my crazy life. Yeah, I want to join her in OnlyFans and just vote for her to go to work. Get to work, Lori. You have too much time on your hands. I vote you make some Subway sandwiches. That's what I vote for. I vote that Lori takes out the trash right now. When's the last time she took out the trash? I'm going to guess she's never taken out the trash.
Yay!
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm happy that you joined me. This is the outro where I give thanks and praise. Chef Ryan bought me some coffees off my website, weirdafnews.com, where you can buy Jonesy coffees. And you can also write me a little love note. Chef Ryan wrote, "Get yourself something sexy, sweet cheeks." And I think I might. I might get myself something sexy. And thank you for calling me sweet cheeks. No one's called me sweet cheeks in a long time. I like to think I am sweet cheeks. I got some sweet cheeks. If you guys would like to buy me a coffee, go to weirdafnews.com. You can write me a nice little sexy message like Ryan did. It really cheered me up. Thank you so much, Chef Ryan. Appreciate you, buddy. You also can join the Patreon off my website, weirdafnews.com. And with the Patreon, you get to support the show and you get extra content as well. And I posted a bunch of videos in there. What was that, yesterday or the day before? I can't remember. Life has been a blur lately. So yeah, you get extra content with the Patreon. So check that. That's on weirdafnews.com as well. Just click on the Patreon banner. These are just some of the ways you can support Weird AF News if you'd like to. It's all good. Maybe you're having money issues and you can't support the show by buying me a coffee or anything for that matter. And that's all right too. I understand. You can support the show then by recommending it. Yeah, I'd say recommending it is a great way. Recommend it to a friend or your lawyer or the person that you're divorcing. Yeah, I find that all walks of life can enjoy Weird AF News. Not all walks of life. You have to understand English for the most part. But if you understand English, you might like Weird AF News. So I'd appreciate that if you guys could do that. Thank you so much. That's it. I'm just going to stop asking you to do shit. Okay, bye-bye.